We're good.
Okay. So I call this meeting to order. We do some talk about microphones. Is that something we should be using or should we?
As long as you speak loudly enough, it does catch it.
All right, I'll try. Okay, the first order of business, I guess, is the minutes from last time. Did everybody get a chance to review?
Yeah.
Any additions or changes?
I don't.
Okay, just so you're aware, it looks like we do have two people on. We're going to take advantage of the public hearing being left open.
Okay.
I think I recognize the names Bill Giorgiani and John Jakowski. Okay. So, I got Gary Robinson on. Gary, can you hear us?
I can hear it.
Okay, we can hear you.
Can we have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the minutes are carried. Well done, as always. And so we'll move on to, I think the only order of business is the appeal.
Yeah, it's continuation of Appeal 835.
And we've got some additional information. And the public hearing is still open. So, Mr. Robinson, can you tell us anything more about the additional information you've given us?
At the last meeting, what we were requested was a copy of the plans that we looked at when we originally started this. And I gave you a little dissertation about how we move through looking at alternatives. And I got to say that most of those alternatives were just a sketch that we were looking at when we did it. I just put it on some paper and an AutoCAD so you could get a better look at it. It's easier to read.
Okay.
But, essentially what we did was we just looked through to see, because we had talked to Jim and he said, that clad lots were an option. And we looked at the cul-de-sac, and we looked at the 5-lot common drive, and didn't think that anything was really a good option except for the two, the cul-de-sac and the common driveway, the one common driveway, which right after DOT got involved, it was became common driveway four and then one additional driveway. We did talk to for the cul-de-sac, we talked to Paul Jones, we looked at some different disadvantages to having the cul-de-sac, and no doubt the cul-de-sac would probably be a little more money. There was a lot of disadvantages besides that. Like I say, when we talked to Paul Rosa, that kind of led us toward the one common driveway. So that's how we got there. And hopefully that gives you an idea. I did read that dissertation I put together. Hopefully that gives you an idea where we met. We still like to use that common driveway. What we're asking for is just that the frontage for three of the lots is on that common driveway instead of on Route 197. And I'm thinking that's it. I think if you have any questions about the different alternates, I know, the first one, which was just with the common driveway, when we looked at it, that was just a crazy one, but that is one of the things we looked at up front. They don't like the common driveways just because it changes the lot so much, and there's a lot actually wasted that can't be used just because there's driveways in it. It's so long to get down to the back of the lot. And again, that's how we got to where we got.
Okay.
We're still requesting to use that common driveway, and we provided the agreement that we used in the past. It's been successful. And I'll answer any questions.
Okay, I think the write-up that you gave us gives a pretty good description of what your the process that you've gone through.
people on. I don't know if you want to talk or not, but
okay.
There are on the list here.
Does the board have any questions about?
I know. I would love to hear from whomever is on some comments, any objections or concerns.
All right. I've unmuted both Bill, Giorgiani, and John Zukowski. Do either one of you have, I'll go to Bill first. Do you have any comments? Bill, do you have any comments? Okay, hello, John?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, John, we can hear you.
Okay. We don't really have concern about the development of people in here. They live right back to where it's going. Our concern is that we've had a high water table the last 2-3 years from different situations. Supervisor Kupniak has helped get with the state on 197 cleaned out, and we're on a wait-and-see mission to see if everything can clear this year. And our only concern is to make sure that hopefully by this project going in, it will solve a lot of our water problems that we're having here. That is one of our, hopefully that it will solve the problem. But the thing is, if you see water over on 32 now by 197 filling up the ditch again. So I know it's not part of your problem. It's been going on for a couple of years, and then up on the interval where Michelle Gatson lives, he's got water again this year. Already. Usually has it, but the other year we pumped, people were pumping in the fall of the year that never pumped before. You know, so it's a long, complicated system.
Yeah, there's a lot to it.
We're trying our best along with Supervisor Kupniak and everybody else to make sure the water flows and it doesn't back up where people have a sump pump. My water, when Gardner sold me the land, he couldn't tell until my water table was down in the well. It was down around 12, 13 feet. I checked about 3-4 years ago, and it was down around 14. Since that time, it's gone up to about 8 foot and even 7. When it gets to 7 foot, then I have to start pumping myself. So it's gone up and it's staying right around 8, 8.5 feet. So it's risen up in the last, since between 2014 and 2018 or so, it was down there. That even went down around 15 feet. So we don't know where the water is coming from or where the water is going out. But one of the developments that happened was the McKenna project, and up by Michelle Jackson. She was there all last year with water and never went away. So hopefully everything will work out good. But I just want people to be aware of the zoning board of the or zoning board of appeal about the water condition, and I hope that they do a good job out there. We have no concern about the houses. Just that
I don't want to pass the buck here.
It didn't work out. Okay. Any questions for me?
I hear you, but let me just tell you my kind of reaction to that immediately is not to pass the buck, but you need to talk to the planning board more about that, because in terms of drainage and all that kind of stuff, that's really their bailiwick. We're really, it doesn't really matter what we approve here in terms of drainage and that kind of stuff. It's really how it's built, and that's what the planning board is going
to do.
That's why I didn't talk to the previous two meetings, so I saw something in the last meeting. When you had something about, you said about the driveway and building it up with fill or something. So I just figured I'd mention it.
Well, I appreciate it. And I would recommend you keep an eye on what the planning board does.
Yeah, just to clarify, John, depending on what happens here, the property owner may advance to a subdivision with the planning board in some way, shape, or form. And at that point, there will be a stormwater pollution prevention plan prepared for the project, and I think that drainage issue will come up at that time, and there will be another public hearing as a part of that procedure as well at subdivision. So I think there will be more progress made with the drainage issue then.
Hopefully that's very good. Appreciate that. And okay. Well, just we knew about to put another variant into why the water wasn't getting out of the development.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to put it on this guy starts to all of a sudden say, well, the water's up again, everybody blames it, when it's been other things. things have contributed to it. That's
yeah.
all. I didn't want it all laid on this guy's shoulders after if something doesn't develop.
And from what I understand, there was some downstream blockages in that. And John's right, my understanding is a very complicated system there. And there were some downstream blockages of that system on the other side of 197. That,
is it the one over here in front of the development?
Yeah, so
yeah,
it caused it to back up.
That was put in because of the water table issues
right.
in that development.
Right, and I think there were some blockages, and I'm not saying that's the whole issue, but it did appear to help when those blockages were removed. And I know Matt,
okay, yeah.
Matt, our building inspector, was contracted.
And I hope to try to communicate in the state and in the town we got fixed with. Like I say, I check my water. And I like to have to go back down from the 8th down to like 11 or 12. That's all. I'm going to put it on something else.
All right. Well, thank you, John, for your comments.
Hey, thank you very much. But this Michelle's the problem up there. Josh is up for better than a kind of project. She's really got it bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So that's an opportunity for each individual to speak. I didn't see any indication from Mr. Giorgiani. He's still on, John's still on, but that's all the comment we got.
Okay. Anybody please speak up.
Well, I was just going to say, having these different layouts that he had, to me, the cul-de-sac drawing was exactly what we all felt was the right way to go. And it gives them all five of their lives, and plus that will give an opportunity for them. He was talking about the water issues, but it also gives, there's a lot involved with how you design that water runoff. So that would be beneficial too. There's more control over that with a road that meets the town requirements than there is with a shared driveway. So I look at this and think this is the perfect thing right here.
And you mean alternate B when you say that, right?
Yeah.
Alternate B, cul-de-sac.
My feeling about that, I've thought a lot about this, is that, you know, first of all, on the way here, I drove through Whipple Farm to Whipple Development, which is right off of Tanglewood.
Yeah.
You're familiar with that? Yeah. I drove through two cul-de-sacs that had four houses. I don't think it's that unusual.
No.
And I just don't see why. This, you know, why we should approve a variance that is a significant variance. It's no road frontage as opposed to 40 feet of road frontage. When there's an alternative, which is cul-de-sac.
Correct.
And the other ones, the other two that were cited with the McKenna, which was, they had the road frontage, but because of the geography, I believe, was why the shared driveway was approved.
They are compliant lots.
Yeah. Right.
They happen to opt for a shared driveway to access them, but they are compliant lots, so there's no variance needed.
And right. The planning board basically, I think, looked at some other factors that justify the shared driveway.
Well, certainly, you know, I don't know that, you know, they were very, very narrow frontages, just one right after the other. And it's, again, it's a state route. And I highly doubt that DOT would have allowed the curb cuts there as a close proximity.
Right. So, they're not going to allow driveway.
As you saw in that one drawing for this.
The one proposal, or plan here with the multiple driveways.
I think Bill Rourke's development there that had the shared driveway, they also had the road frontage, but it was very steep. So it made no sense to have driveways going off of those lots into the road.
There's a couple other subdivisions in the town that were approved years ago with a similar situation as you suggest. On paper, they meet the requirement. They have the frontage, but given the lay of the land and the slope and all that, they're sharing a driveway to access them as a practical matter.
So we really don't have a precedent for this. And I think, you know, I look at this and I say there really is nothing extraordinary about this piece of property that requires that subdivision to not have its own road, its own town road.
Yeah. And I think that was my feeling too, Mr. Chairman, was we try not to deviate from the rules unless it's a good inherent need. We have three, you know, major thresholds that we have to cross to really make that variance. I don't feel we've met the threshold. I don't see the hardship. This is a perfectly viable plan that meets all the codes. It meets all the access. I don't see what's wrong with alternate B as well. It's a single driveway. I don't know. Again, I don't see why. There's no need for a variance in my eyes. It's here. It works. It fits. Five lots. They're not taking a hit on that. We got a paved road. It's safe. It's town maintenance. Better drainage. I don't see the hardship with cul-de-sac B here.
I couldn't have said it better, and I'm new to this, but we want to work with the applicants, but I totally agree with everything that you just said. And you alleviate any potential concerns as far as additional driveways onto a main road that's pretty busy, and then the other issue with, even though there's a contract that's worked in the past, we don't know for sure that will work in this situation.
Yes.
So, to Matt's point, though, I think I'm in favor of the cul-de-sac. To all of those points.
I couldn't agree more. The maintenance contract that we looked at, the meeting before, was a concern of mine going down the road 5, 10, 25 years, second owners or third owners, and so on and so forth. I think people come to us when there's a hardship and there's no other alternatives.
Right.
And I think we've proven here that there's many alternatives, and one that we looks like we all are in agreement on. So.
And my other thought is that these folks, whoever buys these lots or buys them down the road, are entitled to have the town maintain the road that keeps them to their place. And if they're going to be paying taxes, why shouldn't they have the road crew take care of the road?
Right. Fair point. Yeah.
I think we've closed, I'm going to close the public hearing. I don't think we need to have a seeker on this, do we?
No. Okay. No, you can go right to the decision.
So, I would entertain a motion on appeal number 835.
835? I'll make a motion to deny the appeal 839 for reasons that were put out that there is a hardship. There's a viable way to do the five lots, and we believe that having the roadway meet the town's requirement for the planning process is going to be a better alternative to the water runoff and things like that. So
I second the motion.
Any discussion? I think we've discussed this. I appreciate the work you've done, Mr. Robinson. I really do.
Yes.
I do appreciate you coming back and being very reasonable with us.
That's okay. It's okay. We did the best we could. I'm not sure that we may end up with a cul-de-sac anyway, but we'll see what happens down the road.
Okay.
Right.
Would you pull the board, please?
Just guessing as to who's in there right now. Mr. Farrell?
No.
No, it was a yes.
Oh, yes.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Elms?
Yes.
Mr. Manning?
Yes.
Mr. Fitzsimmons?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
Okay.
The motion's carried. We deny them.
Thanks, Gary.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. Thank you.
One of those double negatives.
I
make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Now, how does that relate to the Glens Falls? Don't we have a separate transportation commission or whatever it is?
No. The Transportation Council includes all of Adirondack Transportation Council includes all of Warren County, Washington County, and the town of Aurora.
Okay.
The rest of Saratoga County is in the Capital District Transportation Council.
And we met with him before, right?
It's a matter of where the metropolitan area is, and that the metropolitan boundary includes South Glens Falls and the town of Moreau, so they took that metro area, and that was the basis for their own transportation council.
And we,
I know that because I used to serve on it.
Well, didn't we have meetings with them too? It seems like we were, back when we were doing the comprehensive plan,
yes,
we had meetings with them.
Yeah, and they would have also chimed in on the corridor study that was done. As a matter of fact, they funded it.
Right.
And they'll also, all the transit matters for the Greater Glens Falls Transit Authority run through them. So, yeah, that's the, they're called Municipal Planning Organizations, MPO. And they're the MPO for this region.
But the we can still participate in the capital?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
And it's very interesting because they're very involved in the bike trails and all that.
Yeah, I mean, they're
involved in all of the aspects of transportation.
That's all transportation. Yeah. Freight. So, technically, even, you know, airline, all that stuff.
Yeah. It's just very informative. When we met with them, I was quite impressed with the amount of information that.
I just wish we would all combine it. You know, the Capital District and the Glens Falls area.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's getting so that, you know, how many people commute from Glens Falls?
Well, there's advantages and disadvantages. Like, you know, you do get your own budget. They get their own allocation of funding, although it's not nearly as big as Capital District. You know, we were always a poor stepchild, so to speak. That is somewhat of an advantage. You have a more focused review of your concerns. Because I think if you got in the Capital District one, you'd be really deluded.
It would, yeah. I think they know a lot.
I can tell you, as somebody who's in the town of Glensville and on the town board, I'm trying to advance a roundabout in our community right now. And it's like, you know, you got to talk, you got to get past the colonies and the Lathams and the. All that before you start seeing any kind of money flow your way. So it's
that's challenging.
Yeah, but that's a problem in Moreau.
There's much something to be said on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
That is our problem in Moreau. The Saratoga County looks at us like we're Warren, and Glens Falls looks like you're in the right
county. Yeah, you're right. We're stuck. You're in the crossover.
Yeah. Us in Corinth, we're stuck.
We've always felt that way. Yeah. Always
same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah.
That's
a good point. Yeah.
I think Corinth are like kind of like, yeah, no one wants us. That's right.
For sure.
And Corinth is definitely a tough
one. Well, I guess we'll adjourn.
Motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Motion.
Sure.
Second.
Aye.
All right. Well, thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Matt, thank you. I mean, I felt pretty strong that everything you said would work. And I just.
Why don't we have these
What's that?
Agreed.